You're listening to Mags Inc. Radio with Jimmy K. and Rocker on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, Madison.
I hope your night is going well. My name is Jimmy K. I'm here with Rocker. This is Mags Inc. Radio, local independent music from all around Wisconsin. And right now it is time for Live in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Four locations: Sun Prairie, Monona, Livingston, Johnson Street, where those awesome sandwiches live. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Salvatore'sTomatoPies.com.
Jimmy, our next guest, Kelsey Miles, has become a prolific artist in Madison. Having won numerous Mama and Whammy Awards, Kelsey is seeking to up her game in music, health, and personal accountability. Part rock, part blues, part soul. Welcome back to the Devil's Lair, Kelsey Miles.
Yeah.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
This is awesome. Thanks for coming in. Kelsey, for those of our listeners who are not familiar with your music, and we have a lot of new listeners from Waukesha and Milwaukee, tell us a little bit about Kelsey Miles and how you got to this moment.
Oh, my. How long do we have? Just kidding. Hey, Waukesha Friday Nights, is that still a thing? I think they still have those shows.
Right? Friday Night Live,
Friday
I believe
Night
that's
Live.
Called.
Yep. I played that a few years ago. So hi,
oh,
Waukesha.
Really? Awesome.
Yeah. Well, you know, music has been a really big game changer for me. And I moved up to Wisconsin from Ohio in 2013, and music changed my life. I was a chemist, and I actually quit that field when I found music, or when music found me. Songwriting is how I healed myself. I was going through a really bad time. I was depressed. And music has helped me become, music has helped me in so many ways. And I know tons of people feel the same. And so when I write music for myself, I find that so many others get that same kind of connection and feelings that out of music, right? That's why you have this radio station.
Yeah, man. You know,
makes sense.
You know, when you're a fan, usually you get those tingles up your spine when you hear those really good songs, and that's what drives you, right?
Oh, absolutely. There's a scientific term for that, and I cannot remember it right now, but what's funny is I still give myself goosebumps, and I'll know that I'm going to hit a cool note, you know, and then I'll still give myself goosebumps, which is weird.
That's awesome. It just shows your passion. Now, you have won many awards as a singer, a songwriter, a performer, but of all the awards and accomplishments, what means the most to you?
That's a great question. And really what means the most to me, and one of the main reasons I even became a musician out in public rather than just in my bedroom, was when I had someone come up to me and tell me that my song meant something to them. They told me their story.
Yeah.
Right? And when you know that you wrote something that made someone else feel the same thing, you're onto something that's way bigger than yourself. And so that's how I felt. That is the biggest accomplishment ever. When I can help someone find a place for their feelings, you know, and they feel the same thing I felt, right? So cool.
Wow. Well, let's get to some live music by Kelsey Miles here in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Tell us about the first song you're going to play. I'm going to get you to play Save My Soul, because we play that here on the radio all
song.
The time.
Oh.
But you're here to play it for us live.
Yeah, I'm going to do an acoustic version of Save My Soul. And this song is about when you feel like an imposter, that imposter syndrome that can sneak in no matter what's going on, if you have a new career or wherever you're at in your life. And in moments when that imposter syndrome sneaks in, it's important for us to stop and pause and realize that we just have to let the music roll, because things always turn out. When I went from chemistry to music, I felt like an imposter in both worlds. And that's where this song came from. So when you feel like an imposter, you just gotta let the music roll. So this song is called Save My Soul, and make sure that you do listen to the full band version, because I do have a pretty killer harmonica solo on there, which I won't do tonight.
Oh, we'll play it again.
Six strings, my hands don't rest. I've got a secret song I have to come. confess. Everything I'm known feels so strange. So sets on a new horizon. Spend late nights just fantasizing. And I lose myself in the light. Hey, I'm a stranger to myself. Want to recognize anyone else? Oh no, I say save my soul, save my soul, save my soul. Let the music flow. Seasons pass, reflections change. I bury all that I have in the grave, but my six strings makes me feel at home. Yes, it does. Well, light's too bright, and now I'm afraid I'm a slave to the song that paved my way. And again, everything I've known, well, it feels so strange. I'm a stranger to myself. Yes. Wanna recognize anyone else? Whoa, save my soul, save my soul, save my soul. Let the music flow, yeah. Woo-hoo, yeah. Hey, come on now. Oh, yeah. Come on now. I'm a stranger to myself. Yes, I am. And I wouldn't recognize anyone else. Oh, oh, save my soul, let the music roll. Come on now, save my soul. Woo! Let the music roll now. Hey, I say save my soul. I say save my soul. I say let the music. I say let the music. I said, let the music roll, yeah.
Yeah. Kelsey Miles live on the Devil's Lair, Max Inc., Devil Radio 92.7, 101 FM, the Shaw 540 WAUK. Special treat tonight. Kelsey Miles is here. And I know, Kelsey, you have a ton of fans in the area probably listening. If you want to call and say hi, you want to ask a question, you're more than welcome to do that. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY with Kelsey Miles.
Oh, that would be fantastic. We had a call one time that got interesting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What was that? That was it Ned from Ned from Brooklyn or something like that?
No.
Oh, my gosh, Jimmy. I can't believe you'd mention that. Well, yeah, that was funny. I think that we were concerned about some of the things he was saying, but let's not go there. Kelsey, you have been very active since the pandemic began, and streaming shows plus your Coffee with Kelsey podcast. Tell us about Thursday mornings with your coffee and your cats.
Rhody.
Yes. Miss Rhody. Okay, so every Thursday morning at 9 a.m., I've been doing this live stream. And I think I've been doing it for a couple of years now, actually. Mm. And the point of it is that It's morphed into this thing where essentially it's whatever I'm doing in the morning, but it always involves something with music or some kind of topic that I'm dealing with that we all tend to resonate with. I talk about shows upcoming. Some days I play with my cat. It's just 20 minutes of a cat, you know, and just playing. Anyway, the point of it, it's morphed into this morning show where you know that on Thursday morning at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, there's going to be a video with some crazy curly-headed musician and her cat, and she's going to be happy, and she's going to be chugging coffee and talking about something that is probably lighter than a lot of whatever's going on in politics or whatever's going on in your workday. And you can just jump on there and know that you're probably going to smile or laugh or connect with something. And so I'm always there Thursday morning, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. Just being a constant maybe for some people. You know?
Do you still take Rhodey out to shows and stuff?
You know, she has not been out to a show in a little bit, but we've been hunkered down working on the second album.
Right.
So I do want to figure out where in the album I'm going to have a Rhodey meow, but it's going to be hidden, and I have to figure this out.
It'd be like an Easter egg.
Yes, exactly.
It's like a Beatles song. Now you have embarked on a new journey, and you call it the 100-Day Challenge, and you focused music, mind, and healing to create a new forthcoming album. Let's start exploring your challenge, but first, tell us about what inspired you to establish your challenge.
Great question. It literally was just a couple days ago on February 22nd, 2022. That's 2-2-2-2-0-2-2. Crazy, right? Lots of twos.
Palindromes.
I know. Well, almost. I think we're in a palindrome now, right?
Every day.
Every day this week is a palindrome. Yes. Every day this week. So this idea stemmed from a friend of mine was pushing me to do the 75-day hard challenge. And if you don't know that, you can look it up. But it's a very strict kind of challenge with fitness and health and a little bit of mind challenge. And I've done that before. The problem with 75-day hard is if you mess up, let's say you mess up on day 74 and you don't do all the things you're supposed to, you have to go back to day one.
Oh boy.
Okay, my challenge isn't that bad. So my thought is that in 100 days, you can really make big changes in your life.
Yeah.
And one of the easiest ways to make big changes, at least I know this for me. For example, I learned guitar in 2014, and now I'm a full-time musician. I'm writing songs, this is what I do for a living. It's nuts. But I started by every day playing my guitar, every day. And so when you think about what adds up over time, that's what really creates you as a person. What are you doing every day? What are you consistently doing, right? If you consistently eat like crap, you're gonna feel like crap. Right.
Mm-hmm.
If you consistently eat well, right, over the majority of the time you're eating well, that's going to pay off. So the challenge includes a few things. The point of the challenge is to worry about the process. How do I consistently get myself to do something that maybe the instant gratification of it is not gratification. It doesn't feel good to maybe work out, or it doesn't feel good to journal for 10 minutes, or it doesn't feel good to meditate. You know, I don't want to do that. But long term, what effect does it have? So it's focusing on maybe in the short term, it's not something you want to do. But how do I convince myself and understand the long term benefit is good so that I'll do the thing every day?
So we're 4 days away, or, you know, we're 4 days in here.
We're 4 days in, man. We are on day four of the challenge. And guess who has not meditated yet today? That was me. That is me. So folks, it is okay to not be perfect. If you want to do the challenge, I actually have a page on my website.
Sure.
So
yeah,
it's kelseymiles.com, and you'll see the tab that says 100-day challenge, and you can join my Facebook group, which is already growing. I think there's almost 50 members, and I literally just posted the group a couple days ago, and we're going for it.
Going viral.
I don't know. We'll
100-day challenge is going viral now.
And the day's not over yet. There's still time to meditate.
I know.
Although, I'll be meditating during Max and Kevy tonight, Jimmy.
That would be impossible. Oh.
Well, let's get back to some live music here in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Let's hear a song from your new challenge. Tell us about a topic and the song that accompanies it.
Oh, I love this question. So I'm going to do my one of my blues songs called I Go Back, and this will be on my next album. My album is that's coming up is about healing and how healing isn't linear. And this is part of the 100-day challenge in that one of the topics for the week is each song in my album. This song, I Go Back, that you're going to hear is talking about ruminating thoughts, when our thoughts just keep spiraling about some topic. And you're just in this tornado of the same frickin' thoughts. And the song doesn't have a resolution, and you're going to hear that. You know, she's just sitting there on the couch, just thinking and thinking and thinking and thinking. Mm. And sometimes that's okay. That's what happens. And we've all been there. So this song is called I Go Back. And it is actually going to be in part of the 100-day challenge and part of the topics that we're going to talk about.
And your memory drives me crazy, baby. Oh, but I never, no, it never satisfies. Well, I'm damned if I do, and I'm damned if I don't. Oh, if I could just forget you. It was only one moment. Time cannot seem to fade, no. Oh, Lord, if I could just forget you, baby. But then I never, no, I'd never be the same. Well, I'm damned if I do, and I'm damned if I don't. Oh, and if I could just forget you, but I know that I won't. So I go back every time. I go back every time. Now, I go back, I go back, I go back. Ooh, yeah. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Beautiful. Kelsey Miles live in the Devil's Lair here on 92.7 FM in Madison, 101 FM the Shaw in Waukesha, and also 540 AM WAUK. Rocker live music on the Devil's Lair is always a good thing. And you could download the podcast early next week at maxincradio.com.
Okay, Kelsey, let's dive a little more into your challenge. You started a Patreon to allow your fans to participate in your challenge. Tell us how that works.
Oh, yes. Okay, so the challenge is actually completely free. You can go on to Facebook, where I have the Facebook group. And then in Patreon, so I have a Patreon. Anyone who wants to support my music is there on Patreon, and I really appreciate them. The 100-day challenge, I'm going to do something special for the Patreon members at the $10 and up tier. This is $10 a month, where weekly we're going to have weekly Zoom accountability calls where we get to hang out. And the neat thing about that is it's fun to comment on how everyone's doing, but when you get to talk to someone else who's kind of working on trying to better themselves as well, you get this sense of, well, maybe, well, they might have an idea of how it works for them, or, you know, it's a good way to pass ideas around.
Mm. And it's also a support network for each other as well.
100%.
Yeah.
You know, with everything that's happened with the pandemic, as much as we've all really learned how to be by ourselves, it's really time for us to start to come out and start to meet with people and talk again, you know?
Mask mandates are done, right? And coming up on March 1st. So people are going to start getting back to normal, we hope. I know that Atwood Fest, July 30th and 31st, all back to normal. We're coming back.
So exciting.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Well, Kelsey, tell us about a little bit more about the weekly topics and the daily actions. You list some of the topics off. I know you have a lot.
Yeah. So if you go to the Facebook group, you'll see them. But there's technically a little less than 15 weeks. And the 100-day challenge, I'm using the words accepting myself as really the vibe of it, which is actually the vibe of my upcoming album. So for these 15 weeks, there's going to be a topic for each week that corresponds with the letter accepting myself. So the first one's awareness. We have consideration, commitment, evaluation, perception, timing, introspection, negligence, generosity, mirror, yin-yang, selflessness, expectation, listening, and faith. And within those weeks, we're going to have daily actions. And those topics are really going to come up more with the meditation, the type of meditation, and also the writing, the writing prompts that I'll be sending out. Each day, there'll be 10 minutes of certain activities. Did you know that in about 100 days, if you spend 10 minutes for 100 days on something, you will have spent over 16 hours on that thing?
Wow.
It adds up so quickly, right? Think of all the time we spend scrolling on our phones. So, daily, 10 minutes of meditation, 10 minutes of moving your body. It could just be cleaning. It could be dancing at home. 10 minutes of journaling, 10 minutes of a nonfiction, 10 pages of a nonfiction book, and then drinking enough water. And so these are the daily challenges, but the topics within them kind of change throughout the weeks, which is fun.
So topics and actions every day for 100 days. Let's listen to another song from Kelsey Miles from, I hope this one's a new one, right here in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Tell us about this next song and how it relates to your challenge.
Well, if you don't mind, I'd love to do an old one.
Oh, yeah.
And this one is really how it all got started. It's one of the first songs I ever wrote, and it's about how at the time when I became a musician, I didn't even realize it, but in my life, I was letting fear dictate so many of my choices. Mm-hmm. And that's why I became a chemist, because I thought that's what I needed to do to be successful. And just, we all have those things that we do because we're actually led by fear. So this song is called Red, and it's on my first project. And so you can find it out on the everywhere, Spotify, all the streaming platforms.
The interwebs.
All the interwebs. So this song is about not letting fear be in control.
Thank you. Well, you left me. Well, you left me with no choice. No forgiveness. No forgiveness I could voice. Yes, I heard every word, and it's still ringing in my head, fueling my fear. Screaming red. It's like turning around from the pain of yesterday. Now, holding you back, you can't let it go. Hoping to find some peace along the way. Oh, your restless heart, it steals the show. All along you thought you were following your soul, but you realized that fear is in control. Yes, I left you screaming red. Oh, they were running in your head. They were clouding your judgment. Oh, so I had to take a stand and unplug that silence. It's like trying to run from the threat of yesterday. Now, holding you back, you can't let it go. Hoping to find some peace along the way. Oh, your restless heart, it steals the show. All along you thought you were following your soul. But you realize that fear is in control. Yeah. It's like trying to run from the threat of yesterday. Now, holding you back, you can't let it go. Hoping to find some peace along the way. It steals the show. All along you thought you were following your soul, but you realize that fear is in control. Don't let fear be in control. Said don't let fear. Said don't let fear. Oh, 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 yeah. Ooh. Said don't let fear be in control. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. 'Cause you are stronger. You are stronger. Then you know.
There it is. Kelsey Miles live in the Devil's Lair here on Max Inc. Radio. Kelsey, I've got good news for you. I can offer you a couple minutes of meditation right now as we go to pay the bills on the Radio Land. If you'd like to call up and say hi to Kelsey, you could do that too. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. We would love to say hi to you as well. It's Kelsey Miles live in the Devil's Lair. Stick around. We'll be right back.
It's time to unplug from the politics and crank it up. Talking to the devil. With Max Inc. on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, Madison.